Central Arizona farmers will bear the brunt of the shortage. Among them is Will Thielander, a third-generation farmer in Pinal County. He says he'll have to fallow hundreds of acres of farmland. He's pinned his hopes for the future on a desert shrub called Wayuli that produces natural rubber.
So it's got a lot of potential to be a crop that we could still grow on a lot less water and could still make us profitable to keep us in business, but we'll see.
If Lake Mead continues to drop as projected, additional cuts will affect farmers, Phoenix area cities, and tribes. Federal officials point to long-term drought worsened by the warmer temperatures brought on by climate change. But Haley Paul of the National Audubon Society points out the Colorado River was over-allocated when it was first divided up nearly a century ago.
Inevitably, we were going to face this. It's just that climate change kind of accelerated how quickly these decisions came upon us.
She says it's time to rethink how we operate as the Colorado River Basin states negotiate new rules for sharing water. The current operating guidelines are set to expire in 2026. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Siveney.